This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Prince Philip, the husband of Queen Elizabeth and a leading figure in the British royal family for almost seven decades, has died at the age of 99. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
The palace said it is with deep sorrow that Her Majesty the Queen announces the death of her beloved husband. His Royal Highness passed away peacefully this morning at Windsor Castle. Further announcements will be made in due course. The royal family joined with people around the world in mourning his loss. Though outspoken and irascible, Philip lived in the shadow of the woman he married at Westminster Abbey in 1947. He always walked a step behind his queen at the thousands of ceremonial events they attended during her reign, the longest in British history. In a rare personal tribute, the queen once called him her strength and stay. Though he had no official role, Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, was one of the most influential figures in the royal family for more than 70 years. While often criticised for his demeanour and for remarks that caused offence, those close to the family say he brought wit, impatient intelligence, and unflagging energy to the monarchy.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. U.S. President Joe Biden and some of his predecessors are marking the death of Britain's Prince Philip. AP's Sagar Meghani has details.
The president says the impact of the prince's decades of devoted public service is evident in the causes he supported, like environmental efforts and British military members. Barack Obama says the prince showed the world what it meant to be a supportive husband to a powerful woman. He, like George W. Bush, is noting the prince's wit. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. India has reported a new high in COVID-19 infections, and daily deaths are soaring as it scrambles to vaccinate people and get a second wave under control. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
India's caseload is just over 13 million. The world's third highest after the United States and Brazil. Total deaths stand at more than 167,000. The government has resisted imposing a national lockdown, but some states have expanded restrictions and police are enforcing night curfews in most cities. The curbs have prompted migrant workers to cram onto trains back to their villages from major cities, risking spreading the outbreak further. The government blames the resurgence mainly on crowding and a reluctance to wear masks. But critics say India's leaders let down their guard after quelling the first surge late last year.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. Despite a positive atmosphere, there has been little progress in the Vienna-based Iran nuclear talks, AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Recent talks aimed at bringing the U.S. back into the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran have broken without any immediate signs of progress on the thorny issues dividing Washington and Tehran. But delegates talk of a constructive atmosphere and resolve to continue the discussions. Two working groups that have been meeting in Vienna since Tuesday to brainstorm ways to secure the lifting of American sanctions and Iran's return to compliance with the deal reported their initial progress to a joint commission of diplomats from the world powers that remain in the deal. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Rapper DMX has died in New York. AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has details.
The rap star and actor was admitted to the hospital on Friday, April 2nd, and things did not look good from the start. The family issued a statement saying he was facing serious health issues. A later statement described him as being in a coma and on a ventilator. Over the years, DMX has battled with substance abuse. In 2019, he canceled a series of shows to check into rehab. He took to Instagram to apologize and thanked his fans for their support. That support remained strong. Last year, DMX faced off against Snoop Dogg in one of those versus battles. It drew more than 500,000 viewers. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Airlines have pulled dozens of Boeing MAX 737s out of service for inspections after the aircraft maker told them about a possible electrical problem, the latest setback for the passenger plane. The 737 MAX was grounded worldwide in 2019 after two crashes killed 346 people. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.